Hi, I'm Nikki from Teaching Autism, and welcome to the Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Are you an autism or special education professional? Are you a teacher or therapist looking for support and new ideas? You may even be a parent, family member, or carer. This podcast is perfect to help you find out more information, support, and get some of your questions answered. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode on my Teaching Autism and Special Education Community Podcast. Right now we're in October and in the middle of all things wonderfully autumn or fall, wherever you're from and what terminology you use. And right now I am so excited for upcoming Halloween. Halloween is becoming a much bigger event every year, from trick-or-treating to discos. This time of year can be super exciting for our students, or it can be their biggest nightmare. For many families or teachers around the world, they don't even have to think or worry about Halloween. But in our world, Halloween can be really tough for our students and children. How will they cope? Is it too much for them? And honestly, you're not going to know until your students or children actually experience it. My biggest piece of advice for education professionals as well as families is to make notes after each major holiday every year and store them away. This way, the following year, you can look back at the notes on the year before. What triggers were there? What did they struggle with the most? What did they find okay? Was there anything that helped them? What did you suggest to try the following year to help? This is one of my biggest tips and it really does help. And if you're a teacher or a teaching assistant, I really recommend making these notes, put them in your students' journals or information files, and pass them on to the teacher for the next year, because that way they know what to expect with their students, they know how they can prepare them in school and what support they need, rather than coming back and forth to you as well. So it's an extra time saver that way as well. Today, I'm going to be sharing my top tips to celebrate Halloween with your autism students and children. First is probably my most asked question for Halloween, and that's about trick-or-treating. So this is really popular for Halloween, and you really don't have to stop your child from taking part. You can adapt it to make it more suitable and appropriate, and you can use trick-or-treating cards that they can hand out to neighbours. And in the show notes, I've linked these so you can download them for free as well. If you're in the classroom, you can set up trick-or-treating with other classrooms and take your students around the school. This will help prepare them for the upcoming event with their families to go around the neighbourhood. Second is costumes. We all know how sensory plays a huge part in the lives of our children and students with autism. Clothing can be really difficult to find that works for them, so you can imagine how much worse costumes are. Many of my students love to dress up, so we put together a dress-up box in the classroom which is full of different fancy dress clothes and accessories for them to access through the year. This makes it more relaxed and a regular occurrence for them, rather than having costumes only during holidays and events. You can get alternatives to costumes as well. You could get something printed on a t-shirt, they can wear a mask or a hat, you can even look for things to go over their usual clothing, like wings or capes. As a school, you can throw a disco for your students, and you can either keep it as a school event in the day, or invite families along as well. You can make the disco more suitable for your students and relaxed. You can also offer an opt-out option or a break room for your students to be able to come and go from the disco and party as they please. At home, you can check in your community to look for autism-friendly Halloween events to take your children to. This is also a great opportunity for you to build connections with others in your community. And if this isn't an option, you can have your own autism-friendly event at home with your family. Decorations are another difficult one. So you may find your children or students really like decorations, whereas others find them distracting and overwhelming. What I'd recommend is start small and introduce more over time. It could be that you just put one item up and then the next year put two items up. Or it could be that you put up one item each week on a set day and time so that your children or students can prepare themselves for something new to be added. And don't forget, you can include them in the decorating process as well. How about making your own decorations together or putting them up around the classroom or the home together? It helps if they're involved in the process as well. Earlier, we discussed about making trick-or-treating more appropriate, But now I'm talking directly to families at home. If Halloween is too much for your children and having people knocking the door is just too overwhelming and makes your children too anxious, I would recommend having some posters to opt out of trick-or-treating. And if you head over to the show notes, I've actually included some free posters for you to download and put up outside as well. These are polite reminders about why you're not taking part of trick-or-treating this year, but there's also another poster option to welcome them to take treats from below, so you can just put treats outside for them to choose rather than having to knock the door. Another one of my best tips are books. I love using picture books because they're such a great visual resource that we have access to. And there are so many great books out there to use and help our students and children feel more comfortable with Halloween. You can also have some sensory sessions that are tailored to current themes and holidays. And Halloween is a fantastic theme to use for sensory sessions, from making pumpkin slime, tasting pumpkins, baking Halloween themed foods. You can even go out on a trip and walk up and down a Halloween aisle in a shop. If you head over to my Instagram, Teaching Autism, you will find a range of different Halloween themed sensory sessions that I've been sharing throughout October. Another fun activity that I love to do to help my students feel more comfortable with Halloween is to decorate and carve pumpkins. You can make these in a range of different levels to suit your students and children. Plus, they look great when they're used to decorate the room. If your child is scared of the dark, consider taking part in activities in the daytime when it's still light. Talk to your neighbours and see if your child can go trick-or-treating earlier in the day. And finally, my biggest tip is to just know the limits for each of your children and students. Take time to get to know your students personally so that you'll be a great support system for them for Halloween. Don't push them too far. Play it by their strengths and tailor Halloween to make it enjoyable and suitable for them, and you'll soon start to see progress in the right direction for the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode all about Halloween. I hope you found these tips helpful and that you're able to put them into action with your children and students. Don't forget to head over to the show notes and download all those free resources. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.